My name is Stephanie, and I volunteer at a local library. One day, I found a phone nestled between a discarded newspaper and a worn-out chair in the quietest corner of the place. It was an ordinary smartphone, slightly scuffed around the edges. Whoever it belonged to probably forgot it there. The head librarian had left, taking the keys with her, so I kept the phone with myself in case the owner called. But that night, as I lay in bed scrolling through the phone's gallery, hoping to find a clue about its owner, who appeared to be a fantastic photographer, I suddenly found an image of me. Me at a cafe. It shook me. As I scrolled further, I found more of them. Me walking through a park, and then a railway station, and then at the airport. The pics were always taken from a distance. A chill ran down my spine, but rationality told me there must be a reasonable explanation. Or did I have a stalker? But as the night grew deeper, the new photos appeared, escalating in their intimacy and terror. One showed me sleeping soundly in my bed, a vantage point impossible without someone else in the room. Another captured me in the shower, the steam swirling around an obscured figure reflected in the mirror. My heart pounded against my ribcage. How could someone take these photos without me noticing? Amid my growing panic, I noticed a folder marked secret, protected by a passcode. My attempts to guess it were futile. It was then another photo appeared, this one different. It was of the phone itself, lying on my kitchen table with a four-digit code scrawled beneath it. I didn't understand how these pics were magically appearing, but with trembling fingers, I entered the code into the phone. What I found in the secret folder was a digital rabbit hole leading me straight into the life of a man obsessed with fear. The phone belonged to a recently deceased local photographer renowned for his unnerving ability to capture pure terror in his subjects. Newspapers had mentioned an unfinished project, a series of photographs meant to explore the thin veil between life and death. My mind raced, piecing together the unsettling truth. This wasn't just a phone. It was something bigger. But why me? Why were these photos appearing now? As the night bled into the darker hours, the presence I'd sensed through the phone began to seep into the very walls of my apartment. It started with the mirrors. Each reflection seemed to harbor a shadow that wasn't mine, a silhouette of a man with a camera perpetually aimed as if waiting for the perfect shot of my escalating fear. Windows, too, became frames for the spectral photographer's glimpses, catching me off guard with fleeting images of his figure, always just out of focus, always chillingly silent. Sleep became a distant memory as my nights were invaded by nightmares, where flashes of light chased me through endless corridors. It was as if the photographer, even in death, was continuing his final ghastly project through me, making me the subject of a gallery I never wished to be a part of. Driven by a mix of terror and determination, I resolved to end this. I tried everything to destroy the phone, smashing it, drowning it, and even burning it. But each attempt was in vain. The phone remained unscathed, as if protected by some unseen force. The photos began to change then. No longer content with capturing my fear, they showed places, dark and decrepit locations that sent shivers down my spine with their mere appearance. Each was linked to the photographer's life and his mysterious, untimely death. Clues, I realized, to a puzzle I was being compelled to solve. Was his spirit seeking justice or revenge? Then one night, it rang, a video call from an unknown number. Hesitation gripped me, every instinct screaming to ignore it, but the need for answers pushed me to accept the call. The screen flickered to life, revealing the interior of a room I recognized from one of the haunting photos. And there, in the dim light, stood the photographer, his skin pale, almost translucent. Behind him, arrayed like trophies, were photos. Photos of many women, their eyes wide, with the terror as well. His voice, when it came, was a whisper, yet it filled the room, filled my mind with a chilling clarity.
You are the last one, the final piece.
I understood then. This wasn't just about capturing fear or even about his untimely death. It was some kind of ritual, one that needed a final living subject to complete. His death had been no accident. It was a sacrifice, one that he now sought to replicate with me. Panic and clarity warred within me as I realized the truth. The phone wasn't just a medium for his hauntings. It was the anchor, keeping him tethered to this world, allowing him to complete his ghastly project. And I, the last subject, was the key to either his ultimate masterpiece or his banishment. With the ghost's eyes boring into mine through the screen, a plan formed, desperate and dangerous. If the phone was the anchor, then it was the key to breaking his hold over me and the others he tormented. Channeling every ounce of willpower, I directed my gaze back at him, at the camera, and forced a smile. "You want fear?" I asked, my voice steadier than I felt. "Then you're looking at the wrong subject." I put on a smile, a big smile, and immediately he was rattled. My room's windows started shaking and mirrors started shattering. I was scared, but somehow I was managing a smile. He yelled an ungodly cry from the other side, and even my bed started shaking. Frames were falling off, chairs were sliding, but I kept smiling from ear to ear. And then, everything stopped. Silence. The call was disconnected. My pictures were gone, and so was the secret folder. The harrowing night finally came to its end.
I've always been an avid hiker, and have gone on literally hundreds of different hiking trails over the last several years. I've explored just about every trail and good place to hike near where I live, and whenever I travel, the first thing I do is look for good trails as well. I really enjoy being out in nature whenever I can, and it makes me feel really good and relaxes me. Anyways, the story I'm telling you occurred about 2 years ago now. I went to a trail near a wooded area which was about 15 minutes away from where I live, really out in the wilderness. There was a hiking path in the area, but I wanted to go off the path a little bit because I had been on the hiking path before. There was some great land in the area, and even though there wasn't an official path in this one spot, there was plenty of space to walk around, and it was kind of an unofficial path. I walked down that ways for a good 30 minutes or so, but then the terrain started to get really rough, and after a while, I wasn't really equipped for it with the shoes that I had on, so I turned back to return to my car. I got back and drove all the way home before realizing that I didn't have my phone on me. I got that terrible feeling you get when you lose your phone, and after looking around in my car, I realized I hadn't remembered using my phone since I had been way out in the woods. I realized that I knew exactly where it probably was. Well, not the exact location, but an estimated area of where it would be. I realized it likely fell out of my pocket as I walked over the rough terrain in the woods. By now it had gotten dark out, and I was a little bit hesitant to go back out there, but I had been out in the woods at night before, and I wasn't scared at all. I hadn't seen anyone else in the park that day either, so I wasn't too concerned anyone would take my phone or anything like that. Like most people, I used my phone for everything, so even though it was nighttime, I decided to drive back and quickly go out to get my phone. I was very confident I would find it, and as I got there and set out to the path again, I couldn't help but feel slightly creeped out entering the woods at night all by myself. I walked on the path to the point that I had gone off of it earlier. I have always been really good with directions and landmarks, so I knew it was the same spot. Then I followed the little unofficial trail until the part with the bumpy terrain to where I expected my phone to be. As I entered the area, I thought I heard a noise of a tree branch cracking in the distance, maybe 50 feet away. It caused me to pause in my tracks and go silent. But I heard nothing else. As I started to walk again, I heard more noises, though. I thought it was some type of animal and looked in the direction. I didn't see anything, and then heard the noise of walking in the distance again, but it sounded distinctly like a human the way the footsteps were. Still, I knew it was unlikely that anyone would be out here now. I nervously decided to call out hello, on the slim chance there was another person out there, but I got no response. I wasn't sure what kind of animal it would be, though, and as I slowly walked closer, suddenly I finally saw my phone on the ground. It was such a relief to finally see what I had been looking for. Now I could get out of the woods. I picked it up, and as I did, I started to hear the noises again coming towards me. I just couldn't tell what was making the noises. I looked all around, and finally off in the distance, I thought I saw what appeared to be a person duck behind a tree. All I really saw was a leg for a second, and that was it, but I decided to get out of there as quickly as I could. I didn't want to run, so I started slowly walking, but it quickly turned into a fast walk, and as I heard noises behind me, I couldn't take it anymore and I turned it into a full sprint. I ran as fast as I could through the woods, hearing some noises behind me as I did. The noises weren't really that close, and I couldn't tell for sure if I was being followed or not, but I was not wasting a second in there longer than I had to. I had my phone, and I was just happy to get out of there. When I finally made it back to my car, I immediately started it up and left. I drove home, and once I got back, I finally was able to respond to some texts that I had gotten and things like that. As I was on my phone, I noticed that the camera app had been opened. I went on it and noticed some photos on my phone that I didn't recognize. There were several pictures taken on my phone during the time that it had been lost in the woods. One appeared to be of the sky, and another couple were of the ground that were blurry. Then I saw one that appeared to be a man, but it was really blurry. I couldn't make out any details of his face with how blurry it was or anything like that, but seeing those photos really gave me the creeps. That woods was really out there in kind of the middle of nowhere, and I can't believe anyone else was out there, much less who would have been on my phone. I'm quite certain whoever took those photos was the person out there in the woods with me. I had a terrifying experience last year. I live alone in a smaller house, and have been living there for 3 years now. It has 2 bedrooms and just 1 bathroom, but it's enough space for me. I also have a somewhat small front yard and a fenced-in backyard as well. One Friday night, I got home from work a little early. I didn't have anything going on that night, but was going to hang out with some friends the following day. I decided to do all of my chores right then and there and get them out of the way. There are a lot of chores that I do throughout the week, but also some that I leave for the weekends, like doing laundry and vacuuming the carpet in my house, which is all carpet, and a few other things as well. So after getting home, I did laundry, vacuumed, and cleaned the bathroom as well. I also organized a few other things. It only took me like 1.5 hours to do everything, and then I was going to cook some food. I had a recipe that I saved on my phone, and I was going to try. However, I realized then that I couldn't find my phone. Obviously, I didn't have it when I was cleaning and stuff. Normally, I would have left it on the coffee table in the living room, or sometimes I left it on the couch. When I looked in both of those places, though, I couldn't find it. I was not worried until I looked in the entire kitchen, and it wasn't there either. I went into the bathroom and my bedroom as well, and I knew it wasn't there, but I looked anyways. After not finding it at all, I wondered if I lost it somewhere at work or something. But then I remembered that I had my phone shortly after arriving back at my house. I had texted one of my friends, so I knew that it had to be around here somewhere. I took all of the cushions off of my couch, and it wasn't there. I basically turned the entire place upside down, but the phone just wasn't anywhere. This really puzzled me. I did not have a house phone, or any other phone, so I couldn't call to see where it was. The last place that I decided to look was the basement. I had an unfinished basement, which I really never used. There were all kinds of pipes and beams down there, and I also stored several large boxes and other items. I kept my vacuum down there, but just next to the base of the stairs. So I had only gone down there earlier just to grab the vacuum and then put it back. Maybe, just maybe, on some slim crazy chance, it was down there. I mean, I didn't know where else it would be. I turned on the light and then started to head down the stairs. The light did not do a whole lot, and it only lit up one measly bulb near the base of the stairs. After walking down, I looked on the floor next to the vacuum, but saw nothing. I was about to turn and head back upstairs, but then heard a noise. I also thought that I saw some movement out of the corner of my eye. It was mostly out of my sight, and also in a darker area of the basement. When I heard this, I stopped and turned to look in the direction of it. That's when I saw a man come into my view from behind a large box. He was really creepy looking, and I honestly couldn't believe what I was seeing. He was a ways away, and I was so shocked for a second or two that I didn't know how to react. The man then stood up and actually started walking towards me. I then turned and bolted up the stairs like my life depended on it. I made it up to the top and left my basement. Then I slammed the door shut behind me and ran for my front door. I did not stop until I had made it all the way outside. During this, I didn't think at all. It was really all reaction. I just wanted to get out of my house. After leaving, I realized that I hadn't grabbed my keys or anything at all. Obviously, I didn't have my phone, so I couldn't call the police, and I couldn't get in my car either. I also didn't want to go back inside my house, so I ran to a neighbor's. I didn't go next door because I thought the guy might run outside after me. So instead, I ran several doors down and then knocked on the front door of that house. I didn't know who they were, but I just hoped that they would answer. Luckily, after about 30 seconds, they did. I asked them to call the police and then told them what was happening. They agreed to call the police and we both waited on their front step and watched my house. We saw no sign of anybody leaving. I wasn't sure if the guy had already gone out or if he was still inside. The police were really quick to respond though and got there probably within 2 minutes. I went back over with my neighbor and met an officer there. The police then entered my house as we waited outside. They came out a while later with the same man that I had seen in my basement. He had still been in the house. In fact, he was found hiding in my basement, and on him he had my cell phone in his pocket. I was able to get my phone back, but the whole thing really creeped me out a lot. I'm not sure when or how he got my phone. The only thing that I can think of is that he was already in my house when I got back from work. Then he might have came upstairs without my knowledge and took the phone and went back down. How he got in the house and when he got in the house, I also don't know. Maybe I simply forgot to lock my front door, or maybe he entered through a window. There were no signs of a break-in.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Either way, since that experience, I bought security cameras, and I'm always sure to make sure that my doors are locked.